Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about the EOS price increasing up to 30% and what the reason is behind this. So first of all, guys, before I get started, I was traveling the entire day. I just came home. It's currently 1:27 a.m. in the morning. So I had some technical issues. So please excuse the video for now. Tomorrow we should be back with our regular scheduled programming. So let's have a look at this EOS price. So EOS kind of started as a competition to Ethereum, I think the last year, yes. And it's currently still an ERC-20 token, so it's still kind of based on Ethereum. However, they are planning on launching the mainnet pretty soon. And because people are still kind of waiting for certain airdrops and certain free money aspects, they are buying EOS in order to get free money. That's the essential reason for it. So the reason why we've seen this kind of around 30% surge in the last 24 hours is basically because on April 15th, so in 3 days, there will be a EOS DAC airdrop. Now, EOS DAC is a decentralized autonomous community, and it is based on EOS. And the idea of a decentralized autonomous community is basically similar to the DAOs, to a decentralized autonomous organization, that the entire community will be kind of controlled by smart contracts. And as you know, EOS kind of, the EOS platform was built on smart contracts. So the entire idea of EOS is to be a better Ethereum. Now, EOS DAC is kind of a step into that direction, because EOS still needs to prove itself and still kind of needs to build certain smart contract aspects. So this is basically why EOS DAC is doing the airdrop now. So what should you do if you have EOS currently in your wallet? So it says here, all Ethereum wallets holding at least 100 EOS tokens will receive an equivalent number of EOS DAC tokens, which will ultimately be transferred to the EOS mainnet once it launches later this year. So currently, it still will come to your Ethereum wallet. So let's say you have it on My Ether wallet. If you have an EOS amount there, you will receive it as an EOS DAC amount. And once the EOS mainnet launches, and I think we've talked about it a couple of weeks ago, there will be more of a detailed approach on how you can actually transfer the tokens from Ethereum to EOS. Users holding fewer than 100 EOS tokens will eventually be able to claim their airdropped EOS DAC tokens as well, though they will have to do so manually. So currently, if you have 100 EOS tokens in your wallet, you're good. You're good to go, and nothing you have to do right now. If you have less, you will probably have to do it manually down the road. So there's still not really a way to do that. What is interesting is that the main volume was actually kind of being driven by the Korean market, so the South Korean market. Bitthump and Lipit have actually have close to 42% in terms of volume of the last 24 hours. So the main interest definitely came from South Korea. I will link this article and some screenshots in the description. And this is already it for today's episode. We will have to cut this one a bit short, but hopefully tomorrow we'll be back with a normal program. So make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.